Money Pit is brought to you by DIYs, Honeywell, Lumber Liquidators, Greenworks, Tando, Home Advisor, Perk, The Home Depot, and Mr. Beans. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy spring day, everyone. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful day. Maybe you're taking on a home improvement project, or maybe it's just so nice you're just soaking up the spring fever and not doing a single thing, but maybe we can help you plan your next project around your house. Give us a call. That's the first step at 888-MONEYPIT, because we would love to talk to you, or you can post your question right now on the community section at moneypit.com. Coming up this hour with more and more of today's homeowners staying longer in their homes, remodeling is on the rise, impacting both improvements inside and outside your home. And if you're thinking about new siding, you might want to get in on the latest siding trend. It's called mixed materials. We'll have the details just ahead.
And shower shock is something that you may have had happen to you at least once or twice. You know, you're standing in your shower and really just enjoying the warm water when all of a sudden, yikes, that water turns freezing cold, or worse, scalding hot. Actually, I don't know which one's worse, being cold or hot. Either way, both are terrible. Well, we're going to tackle that topic.
And also ahead, thermostats keep getting smarter and smarter, which means your bills keep getting lower and lower. We've got the scoop on a new generation of thermostats that can sense when you are close to home and set the perfect temperature for when you arrive.
And if you call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT, you might just be the one lucky listener who gets to jump into spring with a brand new lawnmower.
That's right. Our friends at the Home Depot have hooked us up with a brand new Ego 56-volt lithium-ion mower to give away to one caller drawn at random. It delivers the torque of gas without the noise, fuss, and fumes, and it's worth $449. But it's just one of the many great products for spring you'll find at the Home Depot. So let's get to it. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Pauline in Washington's on the line with a wood decking question. How can we help you?
3 years ago, I treated it and put a stain on it, and it's gone back to the same worn look that it had when I first started working on it. And so I wanted to find out what to do to make it presentable all year round where it doesn't go back to a worn state.
What kind of wood is the deck?
It's not treated wood, so it's just wood, and it is covered. It's a covered deck, so it doesn't get a lot of rain. The rain doesn't really hit it, but it gets a lot of footwork and dog prints and dust. And
what you're going to want to do is apply a solid color stain and prime it first. So the primer is going to be oil-based, and the stain can be water-based. But the primer is going to make sure it sticks really well. And then I would use solid color because it has more pigment in it. And if you do that and use a good quality product, you'll probably have a surface that will last you probably 5 to 7 years before you have to do it again.
Oh, okay. Because I used a transparent stain the first time.
Yeah, well, that's why. You see, transparent stain has no pigment in it. So if it's got no pigment in it, you know, you're just looking at the natural color of the wood.
Yeah.
And unless it has a really good UV inhibitor, that's just going to wash out pretty quickly. So you have to use something with pigment. You know, you could also try semi-transparent if you don't want to go solid color. But you've got to have something with pigment in it if you want it to last and have a consistent, attractive finish, okay?
Okay, so after I've put it on, is there something I can treat or put over top of it so it wears well?
It's not designed for that. It's designed to be the wear layer. So you don't need to put anything on top of it, okay?
Wish me luck.
All right, good luck, Pauline. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we're going to chat with some of our Canadian friends. We've got Ronald on the line from Ontario who's got a question about a ceiling fan. How can we help you?
I want to replace a light fixture with a combination ceiling fan light fixture, but I'm concerned about supporting its weight. I can't go into the attic and construct a support because there's no access. I bought a device called a safety brace for ceiling fans at Rona. That is Underwriters Laboratory tested, but I'm afraid it might not be trustworthy. You install it by removing the existing junction box and putting the brace through the hole into the attic and expanding it outwards by means of a a threaded shaft. Would you truss this setup?
Yeah, I definitely would, because it's going to be just as secure as if you could nail or screw that thing in. As long as you can get from side to side, if you can get to the ceiling joist on opposite sides and you expand it like it's supposed to, it digs in securely to both ceiling joists and gives you just as much support as you might have if you were able to access that attic and tie those in directly. It's actually a pretty ingenious device, so I think I definitely would trust it.
Well, I guess I'll go forward with it then, but it's just got the three claws on each end, three nails or spikes on each end, but it's been tested.
Right, and once you expand it into those joists, I mean, it's like a bar. You go up in the hole, Leslie, and then you unscrew it, and as you do that, it expands and presses deeply into those ceiling joists. And as long as you do that and you get a good secure fit, I think you'll be good to go. It's been around for quite a while.
I mean, that's really what's holding it up there, and that's the job.
Okay, well, thank you for that advice.
All right, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to The Money Pit on air and online at MoneyPit.com. We are so excited to welcome a brand spanking new sponsor to The Money Pit. We want to welcome HomeAdvisor. Welcome, you guys. We are so happy to have HomeAdvisor on Team Money Pit. We want to get you guys involved in the action. So give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And 888-MONEY-PIT is proudly sponsored by HomeAdvisor, where it's easy to find top-rated home improvement pros for any project. Go to HomeAdvisor.com. Up next, if you're thinking about new siding, you might want to get in on the latest siding trend, mixed materials. We'll have those details after this.
The Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor. Find trusted home improvement pros for any project at HomeAdvisor.com.
You live in a money pit.
Everyone should know that drinking water is important to staying hydrated and healthy. Having safe, clean water is the last thing you want to worry about, but unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants right in its tap water.
That's why we are thrilled to be working with AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers use a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing. It removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters and is specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS in your water supply. And they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from installation-free countertop purifiers to higher capacity under-sink options. They even have a Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options.
And its proprietary purification technology is independently tested by IAPMO to NSF and ANSI standards to remove over 80 of the most harmful contaminants, including chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, PFAS known as forever chemicals, nitrate, and many more. I can truly taste the difference when I compare it with my old water filter. AquaTrue saves you money also. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste.
AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and even makes a great gift. And today, Money Pit listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier. Just go to AquaTrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code MONEYPIT at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use promo code MONEYPIT, MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete sets posts without mixing. Now available for a limited time in a bonus bag with 20% more. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by HomeAdvisor, where it's easy to find top-rated home improvement pros for any project. Go to HomeAdvisor.com.
You're going to get the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, this hour, we're giving away the EGO 56-volt lithium-ion mower. Now, it's going to deliver the torque of a gas mower without the noise, fuss, and fumes. It's got an advanced power 56-volt lithium battery. battery, and it uses industry-leading technology to provide up to 45 minutes of cut time on one charge. Guys, this price is worth $449, and it really is one of the many great products for spring that you will find at the Home Depot or even online at homedepot.com.
Going out to one lucky caller, make that you. Pick up the phone and give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Pete in Pennsylvania is on the line with a siding question. Tell us what's going on and how we can help.
Well, it appears that the wind blew a piece of siding off the house. I was able to snap it in place and nail that piece of siding in a different place, but I find that the rest of the siding in that area, oh, maybe 25, 30 foot square, it all flops, and it's not really locked together. How do I get that back together?
Was it originally together and now it's all disconnected?
Yeah, we moved in October, and I mean, everything looked fine.
Well, here's the thing. Siding is usually put on very loose. It's usually not nailed solid. And the reason for that is because it expands and contracts a lot, especially in the summertime. And if it's not loose, what happens is you'll get buckling and it'll look terrible. So when you say it's kind of floppy, I mean, if the pieces are disconnected from each other, that's one thing. But if it's just loose where you can grab the piece and slide it back and forth on the wall, that's normal. Now, there's also a tool called a zipper tool that can be used to help reassemble sections that have become disconnected that most siding guys have, but you could probably pick one up at a Home Depot or a place like that. But just remember that the siding is supposed to be loose. Otherwise, it'll look very, very wavy in the summer when it gets hot on that side of the house.
All right. Thanks.
Judy in Iowa is on the line with an electrical question. Tell us about what's going on at your place.
My electricity gives me wonder. It's so far, so good. And our house is old. It was built in the late 1920s, and we love it there. It's a big old farmhouse, but it's got knob and tube wiring in it. And the electrician said that was there, that I'm not sure he's a full-fledged electrician, but he said that it was okay. And he said, just don't mess with it, and it'd be all right. But I just get nervous in the summer when we have the air conditioner on. Every once in a while, the lights seem to go dimmer when the air turns on. So I'm just wondering if we should stick with what we have, or is that a danger? Do I need to switch, or do we need to change it over to something else, or what?
So knob and tube wiring is the very first centrally wired type of house wiring that was available. And it's called knob and tube because there are ceramic knobs, like little, they look like almost like drawer pulls, and they're attached to the side of the structure. So that might be, for example, the rafters or the ceiling joists. And then the wires are stretched from knob to knob to knob. And where it goes through a joist, there's a ceramic tube that's inserted in it. And that's why it's called knob and tube. Now, knob and tube wiring, the biggest issue with it is it's not grounded, nor is it groundable. So it's unsafe from a user perspective, but even more important, you know, that wiring was done like in the 1930s, and it's pretty much falling apart today. It's very often you'll see the rubber insulation just break and fall off and crumble. And in addition to that, the reason that the wires are strung off the beam is because they have to be air cooled. And so guess what happens when you put insulation over that? It's no longer air cooled, so it gets even hotter. So I think that knob and tube wiring is unsafe and should be disabled no matter what else is going on with your air conditioning. Now, as to the air conditioning issue, that may or may not have something to do with the knob and tube. Whenever you turn on an appliance with a big compressor, it happens often with refrigerators or air conditioners, if the circuit that you're on there happens to be, you know, somewhat close to the lighting circuit, that's the place you usually see it. That kind of thing happens all the time, but unless you have lights on, you don't physically notice it. But, you know, it's not uncommon, for example, in a kitchen to see the lights dim once in a while in an older house whenever the refrigerator kicks on, because nowadays we put those all in separate circuits. But when they share a circuit, well, then you're often going to see that kind of effect. So my advice would be to replace the knob and tube wiring. Now, you can simply disable it and leave it in place. You don't have to take it out, but you want to replace it as much as you possibly can. I'd love to see it replaced throughout the entire house. I know that sometimes that's difficult, but it's certainly worth it, and it would be a lot safer if you did.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I was always wondering, and my husband says I think it's fine, and I'm a little nervous.
I think your instincts are correct here, and I think you should take it out. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, with more and more of today's homeowners staying longer, remodeling is on the rise. And that's impacting not only the inside, but also the outside of your home. We've got some ideas for updating that space in today's exterior home improvement tip presented by Tando. Now, traditionally, homes are covered with one type of siding material, or at most two. So if there's a brick or stone front, the other siding material is going to be everywhere else. Now, today, however, a new trend is developing called mixed materials, where you might find a home featuring multiple types of siding on the same side of the house.
Yeah, it's sort of like a mix and match approach. I mean, you could have a stone entryway mixed with shakes or shingles, or even multiple kinds of masonry, like a stone foundation with sort of bricks stacked above. You can highlight other architectural features too, like maybe a bump out section of the exterior wall or the gable walls right under the roof line. Now, the trick is to do this with the reduced cost of composite siding, because this stuff looks surprisingly real and it's really easy to care for. So you can get this look done on a pretty modest budget. Plus, synthetic materials today like Tando are totally impervious to moisture, so even ground contact isn't a problem. You could use it to dress up the foundation walls under your current siding, or even fill like that sort of ugly black space that's underneath the deck, you know, between like the deck beams and the ground. It really works in many places to do just that.
Yeah, and mixed materials really gives you the opportunity to create a backdrop for those outdoor rooms you're creating. You know, by coordinating colors with decking, patios, fencing, or railings, you can create a very attractive space for all of your outdoor living needs. And that's today's exterior home improvement tip presented by Tando Exterior Cladding. With Tando, you can replace wood and stone with beauty, longevity, low maintenance, and moisture resistance. Tando Shake Signature Stain features six stain colors with a true semi-transparent wood stain for rich color. And Tando Stone has the rich look of stone without the weight, messy mortar, or maintenance. Ask your contractor to use Tando to accent any other type of siding for a visually interesting mixed materials look.
Learn more at TandoBP.com.
Ray in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a little problem. I have painted my bathroom, the walls and the ceiling a few years ago, and also put on a border. Well, the ceiling paint is peeling like in big spots. And when I painted it, I used kilts, and I don't know why it's peeling.
So there must be moisture behind it, or how old is this house?
Well, the house was built in 78.
Because the other thing that can happen is if you have multiple layers of paint, sometimes you get delamination of an older surface of that paint. So what might be peeling off might not be like the paint from the kilts or the kilts from the prior paint. It could be a layer, several layers back. And when you have such a severe adhesion problem, the best thing to do is to strip the old paint off of the ceiling, then apply an oil-based primer like Kills or really any other brand that's a name brand, and then apply a flat ceiling paint on top of that.
Yeah, I did use the ceiling paint, but you know, now that you mentioned it, looking at where it's peeling, it does kind of, let me think here. Like a grayish color underneath the paint.
Yeah, so you see, it may not be what you painted that's peeling. It might be a prior layer that's peeling.
Right, I follow what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to get all that old paint off and start from scratch, unfortunately.
So now do you have to, like, just scrape it or sand it? Or?
Well, no, you're going to need a paint stripper. You're going to need a paint stripper because you're not going to be able to scrape it. You got to get that loose stuff off.
Wow.
Okay?
That's a lot of work.
I mean, look, the other thing you could do is you could put another layer of drywall right on top of that and just skin it. You wouldn't even need to use half-inch drywall. You could use quarter-inch drywall. You'd have a seam or two to tape and spackle, but then you'd start from scratch.
All right. Well, I appreciate the help on that.
And I think we just filled up a couple of weekends for you, too. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Lucy in Kansas needs some help cleaning some lawn furniture. How can we help you?
We left our lawn furniture out of doors all winter long, and it is covered with a film of just grime accumulated from the weather. We have a combination. Some of it is plastic. Some of it is metal. Furniture, and there's some fiberglass. What can we use on that?
All right, well, everything is going to kind of be a different approach. Now, for the fiberglass, you know, you can really just use a basic cleanser with a a mild abrasive brush and you just want to brush on some cleanser, clean it up like soapy water, that should do the trick. You can even use dry erasers on them to see what it is on there. For the wood, you're going to want to also use like a soapy cleanser with some water. You want to gently use a pressure washer if you need to, but you also want to make sure that once that's all done, that depending on what the wood is it painted? Is it stained? Is it natural? You might have to reapply whatever that finish is.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Just ahead, Richard Trethewey, the plumbing and heating contractor from This Old House, will be stopping by with solutions for a rather annoying plumbing problem, shower shock. You know what happens when your warm shower suddenly turns freezing cold for absolutely no reason?
And today's This Old House segment on the Money Pit is brought to you by Lumber Liquidators, where you'll find bamboo, laminate, woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and hardwood floors for less. This plus more of your calls to 888 Money Pit after this.
Hi, this is Mary Lou Henner from The Mary Lou Henner Show, and I'm obsessed with these guys. You're listening to The Money Pit, my buddies Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti.
On The Money Pit Radio Show, pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today's Money Pit is presented by DIYs, a unique mobile app that helps homeowners tackle DIY projects better and wiser. It's a one-stop shop for engaging video tutorials and step-by-step instructions, where you can shop for tools and even video chat with a trade professional if you need help. The DIYs app, available in the App Store. That's DIYZ.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Standing by for your calls at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top rated home improvement pros for any project. Go to homeadvisor.com.
And just ahead, Richard Trethewey from This Old House is stopping by with tips to prevent shower shock. Like when you're standing in your shower and the water turns freezing cold or scalding hot, and of course, you weren't expecting it.
And today's This Old House segment on the Money Pit is presented by Proudly Propane Clean American Energy. But first, let's get back to your calls at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Staten, Illinois is on the line with a driveway question. Tell us what you're working on.
We have a house that's 13 years old, and our driveway is finished in aggregate at the surface, which is a little rough. The problem is it's now starting to crumble. And I wonder what's the best alternative to try to repair that.
So when you say aggregate, is it like a stone surface?
Yes, it's a little rough, right.
Yeah, so it's hard to maintain. Is the driveway sloped? Is it pitched? Is that why it has a rough surface?
Yeah, it's only a mild slope. It's about 3 degrees.
Well, it's hard to repair a surface like that because it is so rough right now. You know, is this the kind of thing that you might think about replacing?
Yes.
Problem with driveway construction is that even though we all think driveways are as tough as roads, they are often not, and they're often very thin, and therefore they have short lifespans. And so if this is starting to crumble now and it's not that old, I think it's just going to continue to deteriorate, and you might be looking at a replacement rather than a repair.
Probably maybe better to do it in cement rather than put up aggregate.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a really tough surface. Just think about, since it's pitched, you want to make sure, and you're in Illinois, you want to make sure that you've got some surface on there that will give you some traction, so you don't want to make it too smooth.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Good luck, Scott.
Well, it's probably happened to you at least once or twice. You know, you're standing in your shower and you're having a great time. The water's hot. You're feeling good. And then all of a sudden, it's like, ah, zoinks. The water turns either freezing cold or super duper hot.
And that's an experience that can knock anyone off balance. The solution, however, is to install a pressure balanced valve. With us to talk about that is Richard Trethewey, the plumbing expert for TV's This Old House. Hi, Richard.
Hey, guys. Nice to be back in the Money Pit.
And this is a situation also called shower shock. For a very good reason. Can you tell us exactly why it happened? So at least when we do get
zapped the next time we're in a shower. We'll know the reason. We'll understand it.
Well, you've got a hot pipe and a cold pipe that come up to your shower area. And they should have the exact same pressure because the pressure coming in from the street should make it consistent. So let's say that's 40 pounds on each side. If you now flush a toilet and all of a sudden the pressure drops on the cold water side while you're taking a shower, then the hot water side has higher pressure, thereby more heated water goes through the shower head and you get scalded.
So it's really a matter of volume. If you spill off some of the cold water to flush the toilet or run the dishwasher, all of a sudden there is that imbalance.
Yeah, it's volume, but it's really pressure.
Okay.
You know, some volume of water goes when you flush the toilet, but it is the, all of a sudden there's a pressure imbalance and the hot water pressure wins.
So it's like the tortoise and the hare. Suddenly the hare takes off and it's gone.
And it is a common problem, and we've been in love with this basic single lever pressure balance shower valve for years. It was is one of the great innovations in plumbing because it can eliminate this completely.
So how exactly does that work then?
Well, imagine it has a piston. We did a great cutaway explanation of this on Assets or House in the studio. And so now there's a little piston inside this shower valve that when it feels the cold water pressure drop, it slides the piston in the opposing direction. It's very counterintuitive, and it makes the pressure on the hot water side go lower to match whatever the cold water is. So it's constantly going to slide that piston back and forth to make sure that the pressures at both hot and cold, regardless of what happened in the house, stay the same. What a joy to be in a shower and not have to worry about that scalding.
Are you going to notice a drop in the pressure of the shower water itself just because it's balanced?
Slightly. It really depends on how much the pressure is dropped, meaning if the plumbing system is properly sized, you won't see any real noticeable change. If it's undersized, you'll see a drop. But if it's sized properly, you'll see no appreciable change in pressure.
Now, the pressure balance valve, this is something that's installed behind your shower wall. So, and I imagine that every house is pretty much getting one of these, but what happens if you're one of the unlucky few and you don't have one? How do you sort of correct this without tearing down a wall?
They have the most ingenious repair kit, a replacement kit. Now, the 1930s, 40s, and 50s bathroom, maybe not the 50s, but it would have had the three handles, the hot, the cold, and then the middle one to determine whether or not
the mix.
Yes.
Right.
That it went up to the shower head or down to the tub spout. Now, with this, you can mount a template. You can remove that valve, chip away the tile, and there's this cover plate that can cover exactly where those three handles were and allow you to retrofit this single lever pressure balance valve. We've done it on the show a couple of times, and it's really a great solution for people. It's amazing people live with this level of fear. They spend their whole lives.
It's the source of all this domestic stress.
That's right.
And it doesn't have to be.
Don't run the dishwasher while I'm up there.
Divorces have been caused for less.
Well, we do marriage counseling too.
All right. He's a very, very flexible guy. Lots of skills, including teaching us how to avoid the dreaded shower shock. Richard Trethewey from This Old House, thanks for stopping by the Money Pit once again.
Glad to be here.
And actually, on thisoldhouse.com, there is a very, very good article called Stop the Shock that walks us through some of these very same tips.
All right. Now, remember, you can watch Richard and the entire This Old House team on This Old House and Ask This Old House on your local PBS station.
And Ask This Old House is brought to you on PBS by Gorilla Glue for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Just ahead, wouldn't it be nice if your home knew when you were coming home and could adjust the thermostat all by itself to have the temperature just right when you arrive? Well, it can. We'll tell you about the next generation in thermostats that do just that after this.
You live in a money pit.
Money pit. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. Building a fire pit, patio, planter, walkway, or even a grill surround is quick and easy with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Look for Rumblestone at the Home Depot and visit pavestone.com for project ideas and how-to instructions.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top-rated home improvement pros for any project. Go to homeadvisor.com.
That's right. You're going to get the answer to your home improvement question. Plus, this hour, we're giving away the Ego 56-volt lithium-ion mower. Now, it can easily switch between mulching, bagging, or side discharge options, and then it's going to fold flat for compact storage, which makes a lot of sense when you've got a super jam-packed garage, like most of us do. It's got LED headlights and a quiet engine, so you can even cut your lawn early in the morning without disturbing the neighbors. It's a prize worth $449, and it's one of the many great products for spring that you're going to find at the Home Depot or online at homedepot.com.
And that Ego 56-volt lithium-ion mower is going to one lucky caller drawn at random. Make that you. Pick up the phone. Call us right now for the answer to your home improvement project and your chance to win at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you've got a household like us where our only schedule is to have no schedule, it's kind of hard to use a regular clock setback thermostat because that device runs on an actual schedule that is pretty much the same for weekdays and weekends. And that can lead to a lot of wasted heating or cooling dollars when you heat or cool your house and nobody's home to enjoy it.
Well, Honeywell has just released a new thermostat that solves this, and it's pretty amazing. It's called the Lyric T5 Wi-Fi Connected Thermostat. It uses geofencing technology right through your smartphone to know when you're on your way home, and then it adjusts the heating or cooling to right where you like it, and it's going to automatically go into energy-saving mode when you leave the home. Now, you can program it based on your schedule or let it adapt to your life as your plans change. Either way, it's going to provide maximum comfort and help your home operate at maximum efficiency, all while lowering your family's energy use.
You know, the smarter the home, the more efficient it is, and the Lyric T5 is a great option whether you're just getting started or already have a totally connected home. It sells for $129, and it can be found at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other mass retailers. Learn more at yourhome.honeywell.com.
Steve in Kansas is on the line and has a question about siding. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, it's time to repaint my money pit. Been nine years, and the windows are old. I've replaced them, but they got wood frame on the outside and brick mold, and they're like an annual event, and I'm tired of that. So my wife and I have narrowed it down to the Hardie board siding. We're getting conflicting reports from friends and people that have it. Some like it, some don't. I like it because I'm out in western Kansas, and we like hail out here and storms. So I said I would go to a neutral party, and you two are the party.
Okay. Well, welcome to our neutral party. So I think Hardie Plank's an excellent product. I actually have Hardie Plank. I think it's called Hardie Shingle. On my garage building, and I did that because I wanted to match cedar shingles that were on my house. And when you look at the two buildings side by side, the house is painted, or it has a stain, I should say, with a solid color stain. The shingles are painted, but, you know, from the street, they pretty much look the same. You really can't tell the difference. That said, there are a lot of other composite materials that are out there now that bring new elements to the table. For example, we were recently working with the guys at Tando Building Products. That's a new brand of shingle that is a composite shingle, much like Hardie Plank, but they got the coloration down. So if you want that natural siding look, that natural cedar look, you know, they had one called Beach House Shake. They did different colors. I was at a trade show with these guys, and I watched experienced remodelers go up to the wall with this stuff and, like, touch it and, like, scratch it because they couldn't believe that it was a composite. It wasn't real wood. It just looks that good. So if you want a product that looks like a shingle, that takes a stain like a shingle but doesn't wear like shingles, you know, you could use something like the Tando products. If you want a shingle that maybe you're just going to paint and is really durable and stands up to the hail, like we've discussed, I think the Hardie shingle is fine as well.
Our biggest thing is we've had some people say that they've had some fading issues with it. And I've looked at the houses, and I haven't seen it from the beginning, so I really can't be a judge of it. But I've had people say they've had it for 13, 14 years and have no issues with it. I got some that are 10 years and they don't like it.
Well, I mean, the stain and fade warranties are definitely something to consider. I think the Tando warranty was like 20 years or something like that. But check it out and, compare and contrast. But when you see the synthetic product today that looks just like the real thing, it's pretty amazing what they can do now. And it's not that long ago when this technology didn't exist, but it's just absolutely beautiful, and it really looks like traditional wood siding. Or they have products that look like stone, too. And it does look a lot like the real thing. And, you know, I never used to be able to say that. And I remember years ago, I was on a planning board and I had architects come up and try to tell me they were going to put vinyl siding in the historic area of our town because it looked like wood. I'm like, yeah, not unless you've got like the worst vision in the world. But this new products, it really does look like wood, and it's made of synthetic composite materials.
Yeah, we've had to get out of the car a couple of times driving around and go up to the house just to check,
see what it was, right?
Really couldn't tell.
Yeah.
If it was a composite wood or the hardy plank, and I've got a neighbor behind me that he's got the one of the wood composites, and I like it, but we just kind of settled into the concrete mode, I guess. So,
well, I don't think you can make a bad choice, Steve. You're asking the right questions. Okay, good luck with that project, and thanks again for calling us at 888 Money Pit. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Give us a call right now at 888 Money Pit. And 888 Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top-rated home improvement pros for any project. Go to homeadvisor.com.
All right, up next. Hey, are you in the habit of leaving your washer door open or closed between uses? Well, one way helps the machine, the other can hurt kids. We'll tell you which way to go after this.
888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by ADT, the security leader for over 140 years. Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. At ADT, we know your security is only as strong as the people who are backing you up. For 24/7 monitoring and peace of mind, visit ADT.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, have you guys checked out MoneyPit.com lately? Come on, have you? Well, if you haven't, go immediately, because we have completely revamped MoneyPit.com. It looks great. It's super organized. Lots and lots of great, helpful information there to help you get all of your projects done. And I mean, some really interesting articles. It just looks good, guys. Go check it out right away. And while you're online, head over to the community section. You can post your questions there. And I've got one here from Julie in Chicago, and she writes, should you leave the washing machine door or lid open when the machine is not in use?
Great question, Julie. Now, if you're in a household with small children, you really want to keep those closed if you can, to avoid kids that just love to sort of climb up there and get, you know, could fall in, could step in, could play with the buttons. Just not a good idea. So keep the doors closed if you've got small kids. But for the rest of us, you do want to leave the washer door or lid open between uses, because it can help evaporate all that residual moisture. And in doing so, you can prevent mold growth and odor. And that is a very good thing, because when that mold starts to grow, it really gets quite stinky. And that does often come from the washing machine.
All right, next up here, I've got a post from Chuck in New Jersey. Now, Chuck writes, our home sale fell through because we couldn't agree to replace our dining room window, which has a broken seal. Please explain what a broken seal is, whether it affects energy efficiency, and if this is something I should fix to avoid a problem in the future. Man, that seems like a small problem to lose over a house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, it seems like maybe that buyer just was looking for some reason not to buy your house, Chuck, because it really is a minor problem. You know, what this problem is really quite simple. Today, most of the windows we see are insulated glass, right? So there's at least two, sometimes three panes of glass that make up the glass panel. Now, in between those panes of glass, there is a gas, and there's different types of insulating gases that go in there. A common one is argon. And over time, the seals can leak between those two panes of glass, letting out some of the argon gas. It can also let in moisture, and that's how you get the fogging and condensation inside that glass pane. It's not leaking in the sense that, you know, rainfall is coming in. It's just condensation. It gets worse in some times of the year and not so bad in other types. It makes the windows slightly less efficient, but it's kind of a static defect, more of a cosmetic one, and a slight impact on energy efficiency. It is absolutely no reason not to buy a house if you love it. So should you change it? Listen, if you probably feel better knowing what you've been through, if you did change it, if you can get replacement glass, that's great. Go ahead and do it. But I was a home inspector for 20 years, and that is no sign of a serious structural problem. And if that's all it took for these folks to get out of buying your house, then I think you probably need a bit tougher contract next time.
All right, Chuck, that's really nothing to worry about. And you know what? Since you're putting your house on the market, why not consider staging your home? You can do it yourself or you can have a pro come in. I mean, I recommend a pro just because that's what I'd like to do for a living. But a pro is going to come in, pick out nice furnishings or rearrange what you've got already there to make it look well-designed, well-styled so that these prospective buyers can really picture their own stuff and their own style in that space. So it really just helps sort of edit what you've got already or renting new pieces to style this house perfectly. It's not a huge expense, but it can yield big returns.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Thank you so much for spending this beautiful spring day with us. We would love to continue to take your calls, your questions. You can reach out any time of the day or night at 888-MONEYPIT or visit the brand new community section at MoneyPit.com. Post your question right there. We'll give you an answer, and then everybody else gets to chime in and let you know if they agree with us or not. Either way, you're going to get the advice you need to get your project done, because that's what we're all about. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.